The question was that when we are in a particular profession, we have particular ambition, then in that process there is anxiety. So how much anxiety should we take up, or should we accept that anxiety or not? Was that the question?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, anxiety is just a fact of our existential condition. Let's say we all have to do certain things in our life, and doing those things is not always in our control. Say, if I have to catch a flight, I'm not sure whether I'll reach in time for the flight or not. And that is anxiety. There's going to be anxiety. But anxiety can be minimized or anxiety can be maximized. Say, if I know that it takes 1 hour to reach the airport, and I start with 30 minutes of time, then that is just, I could have started 1 hour earlier, I could have avoided the anxiety. So there is avoidable anxiety and there's unavoidable anxiety. So unavoidable anxiety, if we try to avoid that, we'll not be able to do anything in life. We just have to, anxiety is going to come in our life. But there are many places where anxiety is avoidable. So avoidable anxiety is when we take the necessary precautions. Then we can avoid that. But when it comes to our initiative, so if we are in a particular profession, we want to expand, we want to grow, and that causes anxiety. So again, here the issue is that that growth itself is a natural human condition. Our body grows naturally from childhood to adulthood. But the growth, it needs to be proportionate, not disproportionate. So if in my job, if I decide to expand the business, and in expanding that business, it causes me so much anxiety that even when I come home, I'm irritable with my family member. I shout at them, I neglect them, and I can't be even civil with. I'm just too much stressed. And then, so I have no time for family. I have no time for spiritual growth. I have no time for anything else. Then that ambition, that ambitiousness is not healthy growth. It is unhealthy growth. It is like, say, and a cancer cell grows in the body. The cancer cell's growth, it stops all other growth and destroys the body. So when our ambition causes ambition to grow in one area of life, causes dysfunctionality in other areas of life, then whether it is our family life, whether it is our spiritual growth, it just causes a breakdown in other things. Then that anxiety is something which we should avoid. Now there are, in our life, in any field, there are phases. So phases means that sometimes just one aspect of our life may take more time than another. So if there is some health crisis in somebody in the family, if there's a pregnancy in the family, then naturally those activities will take more time. Sometimes then we have a major project deadline at our office, then that will take more time. Sometimes we go on a spiritual pilgrimage, then we are focusing all our time on spiritual life. So in phases, sometimes one aspect of our life may take more time than another. And that is natural. But when one aspect of our life is just consuming so much of our time, our thought, that it disrupts all other aspects of our life, not just for a short phase, but over a sustained period, then that kind of anxiety is unhealthy. So it's best to, let me grow. What is that saying in English? It's better to shine longer than to shine brighter. Better to shine longer. So I may just grow like a meteor right now, but then the meteor falls back out. This just disappears. But grow slowly, you can shine longer. So better to seek proportionate growth and avoid disproportionate anxiety. Does that answer the question?
Just one thing on that. Yeah. So you said